Welcome to the Checkout by Kuro House, your daily AI update show. Today, we've got some fresh retail moves and sustainability plans that are shaping the future. Let's dive right in. First up, Whole Foods Market has opened a brand new store in the heart of London's financial district. The 10,200 square foot location at Monument will serve local residents, office workers, and visitors with a wide range of natural and organic products. According to Retail Times, the store offers everything from fresh produce and ready-to-eat meals to local craft beers and freshly made pinces, a Roman-style flatbread. Opening hours are convenient, and Deliveroo delivery starts 2 weeks after launch. To celebrate, the first 200 customers get an exclusive tote bag and a £5 voucher. Now, let's talk footfall. Scotland is leading the UK retail comeback this May. Retail Gazette reports that footfall in Scotland rose 0.4% year-on-year, bouncing back from a decline in April. Edinburgh shone brightest with a 2.5% increase, while Glasgow held steady despite a slight dip. Shopping centres and retail parks both saw gains, suggesting shoppers are returning to physical stores, especially during bank holidays. However, experts warn that consumer confidence remains fragile due to ongoing economic pressures and geopolitical uncertainties. Turning to sustainability, Specsavers is stepping up with a plan to keep old glasses out of landfill. Helen Curran, Specsavers Head of Sustainability for the UK and Ireland, shared in an interview how this initiative started from spotting a market gap rather than regulatory pressure. The company aims to reduce waste by encouraging customers to recycle their used eyewear responsibly. This move not only supports environmental goals but also sets a new standard for sustainability in retail optics. Meanwhile, Amazon is investing heavily in robotics across Europe, with a new hub in Peterborough creating 1,400 jobs. Retail Gazette highlights that this £10 billion push aims to boost automation and efficiency in Amazon's operations. The Peterborough facility will be a key part of this expansion, blending advanced robotics with human expertise. This investment signals a major step forward in the logistics and supply chain sector. Finally, some good news on the tech front. AI-powered retail analytics are gaining traction to help stores optimize their customer experience and inventory management. Companies are leveraging data to better understand shopper behavior and tailor offers in real time. This trend promises smarter, more efficient retail environments that can adapt quickly to changing consumer needs. It's an exciting time for innovation in the retail space. That wraps up today's episode of The Checkout by Kuro House. From new store openings to sustainability and tech investments, the retail world is moving fast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you again tomorrow with more updates.